Chester's D Radio Sports with Liverpool FC. Save up to 60% off in the Liverpool FC store Spring Mega Sale. On now in store on Northgate Street, Chester.
Welcome back to Her Lane, and I'm joined by Steve Donovan, who's the president of Chester Rugby Club. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
And what a great afternoon it's been going so far. The weather's holding out, and it's going to be a great weekend, isn't it, to raise money for Clare House?
Well, we hope so. We're gonna try and raise as much as we possibly can, because for the rugby club to be associated with someone like Clare House, we think it's such a fantastic institution that the rugby club should support it and be involved in it as best we can.
So I believe you're responsible for organising the Vice President's weekend. So what's involved with that?
Vice President's is a group, if you like, so or a gang, if you want to call it. So players, when they finish, sometimes tend to sort of drift off and disappear away from rugby. And also when the dads finish with their children at 18, you know, they've watched them all the way through on a Sunday morning till sort of, you know, 10 o'clock. And now they feel a little bit, so we grab them, create this vice president, make them a vice president, or ask them to be a vice president. Basically, we make them to be a vice president. And it's just a great group and a great sort of social event for them each time.
Yeah, fantastic. And of course, like you said, raising money as well. Do you have a different charity each year, do you? Or do you...
No, we've got two charities that we've decided that the Rugby Club want to be associated with. Loose Heads, which is a mental health charity, and now Clare House. And the Loose Heads one is actually where the VPs come in, because there's an awful lot of people who, when they finish playing rugby and they disappear, if you like, from the club, they miss that connection, if you like, or they miss that belonging to a part of a group. And the VP sort of replaces that for them.
Fantastic. You say before you played rugby yourself in the past?
I did, yeah, many years ago. I played at Chester when I moved up here, but I played down in the southwest more than up here.
Do you miss it?
Of course, yeah. Yeah, you miss both playing and the sort of camaraderie of being in the change room with all your pals. But, you know, unfortunately, time moves on.
Yeah. The facilities here are fantastic, aren't they? You've got that brilliant all-weather pitch out there as well. And, of course, recently, you know, when other clubs couldn't put the games on because of the bad weather, you were able to do it, weren't you?
Yeah, the artificial pitch has definitely been a bonus for us. And the facilities, you know, people sort of talk to us sometimes. They say, God, you must be a very wealthy club and you must be doing so well. But actually, this is just the sort of return, if you like, for 30, 40, 50 years of work done by volunteers to create all this. You know, this just didn't happen overnight. And all the people who have been involved in Chester, because they're all volunteers here. No one gets paid here. And that, for us, is a very important part of it.
And can we say as well, on behalf of Chester Radio, thank you so much for installing the advertising hoarding right between the sticks at the back there. It's fantastic. And obviously, we've been trying to develop this partnership between the two of us this year by featuring you more on our sports programme. And hopefully it's been going well.
Yeah, but it would really... We believe that... I mean, Chester's obviously quite a football city, not necessarily a rugby hotbed. But, you know, we're probably as high a level of any sports team in Chester. And... yes, the higher the profile we can make it, the more people we can get to come here, the better it'll be for us, yeah.
Lovely. Okay, well, thank you, Steve, for talking to Chester Radio this afternoon. And I'll let you get back now to all the organising and festivities of a busy afternoon. Thanks once again.
Cheers.
Chester's D Radio Sports with Liverpool FC. Save up to 60% off in the Liverpool FC store Spring Mega Sale. On now in store on Northgate Street, Chester.
Welcome to Chester Rugby Club here at Hare Lane. We're here for the special Vice President's Weekend, where they are raising money today, particularly for Clare House, the Children's Hospice on the Wirral and in Liverpool as well. And I'm joined now by Emma Liney, who's here, who's with the fundraising team this afternoon. Hello, Emma.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming along today. So, obviously, the beneficiary is Clare House this year, which Chester Rugby Club have chosen. And it's going to be a great event today.
It is. We're so grateful to have been chosen by them. They've got some fantastic things going on today, and we can't wait to get started.
Excellent. Okay. You've got Claire Burr here today.
Oh, we do. She loves coming to things like this. Can't wait to see all the kids out there.
We've got Chester the cat coming as well, so it's going to be interesting to see how they both get on.
Oh, amazing. Yes, I can't wait for them to meet.
So how's things at Clare House these days? How are you finding it with fundraising?
It's going well, yeah. We've got lots of amazing people in our community doing lots of different bits, just like Chester Rugby Club today. So really, really good, yeah.
Good. And obviously you've got two locations now, of course, obviously the original hospice, which is Clatterbridge and the health park there. And of course, over in Liverpool, which opened, was it a couple of years ago now?
Yeah, we've had it for quite a few years now. Still just Davis services from there, but it's an old monastery, so it's an absolutely amazing site. And we really hope that one day soon we'll be able to start work on it and make it into the same kind of hospice that we've got in the Wirral.
Yeah, so how many children then do go through the hospice then, you know, at Clatterbridge, for example, the care there? Is it quite small or is it quite large?
So last year we looked after 414 families.
Wow, yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? Yeah,
it's a lot of families, but we hope to continue to reach more and more, especially when we can open Liverpool. I know that there's lots more families out there that could need our support, so...
And for those who have not known anything about Clare House, obviously it was started, wasn't it, many years ago by a lady whose daughter died called Clare, and that's why it's a memory of her. And lots of money has been raised there, and to build a hospice it was, of course. You've got a swimming pool there as well, a sanctuary room. You know, I've been around there in the past. It's quite an amazing facility.
It is. We are so, so lucky to have all the facilities that we have and the amazing staff and everything. And obviously it wouldn't be possible without the amazing people in our community. So we're so grateful, and the fact that we can support all of those families, I mean, I love it there.
Well, Emma, let's have a good day today and raise lots of money for Clare House. And thank you for talking to us on Chester's D Radio. And we look forward to seeing you at Clare Bear later.
Yes, thank you very much.
Chester's D Radio Sports with Liverpool FC. Save up to 60% off in the Liverpool FC store Spring Mega Sale. On now in store on Northgate Street, Chester.